Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Duncan is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. We welcome in one of our pals right now, one of the best guys out there. And who is that, Adam Crowley?
Oh, it's the delightful Jeff Hathorn, brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best pro shop in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, gearing up for the holiday weekend. Jim Lynch and the gang down there. Jeff, I'm sure that they'll have lots going on, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, this is their prime time right now. I saw him yesterday, as a matter of fact, and he has been busy.
Good. All right. Busy. O'Neal Cruz busy last night, hitting a rocket into the seats. We've been talking about this for the past couple days, and Neil Walker actually brought it up too, that with a team like the Pirates, maybe their free agency is taking chances on players early. What's the chance that you think that the Pirates make a run at O'Neal Cruz and try to sign him now? And is that the smart play? And do you think, conversely, he would go for something if they put a contract in front of him, much like the Braves did with their two young stars?
By now, do you mean like within weeks?
Yes.
I don't think there's much of a chance within weeks that they would do something, because they've got control of him for another 4 years. Do I think they will try to do something early like they did with Cabrian Hayes, like they're attempting to do with Brian Reynolds? Yes, I do. But they don't have to. And, you know, there's always the fear to small market. What if there's an injury? You know, what if something happens over that time? And this is guaranteed money. I think they could show him some love. Again, they showed Brian Reynolds some love by buying out some years where he knew that, you know, they were under control anyhow, but maybe it was a good first step. The other thing that you have to consider is, you know, I think O'Neal probably wants to make sure that this is the place for him, because if there is one thing that is we have learned about O'Neal Cruz is, as much as we love watching him, he's pretty confident in himself too.
You mentioned Brian Reynolds there, Jeff. He seems to be right at that point where the Pirates, and granted his numbers this year don't match up to his career numbers, but right at that point where a past administration for the Pirates would have looked to deal him, especially because he might not necessarily, at 27 years old, line up with when they'll next be successful. How do you think that's going to play out over the next few weeks?
I think Brian Reynolds stays. I know that they love not only the way he hits the ball, and that obviously the year he had last year and the June that he's having right now, but they love all the other things that he brings. The no trouble, the not getting on social media, the setting the example by playing the game the right way, no matter if you're up, you know, 5 or down 10. You know, Brian Reynolds is a guy that they show minor leaguers that this is how we're going to play baseball. This is Pittsburgh Pirates baseball. Look at this guy. And I think that carries a lot of weight. And I would never say never, because you don't know the deal that might come your way. Because I'm sure, you know, who would have thought if you were Tampa Bay that you could get that kind of deal for Chris Archer? And look what Brian Reynolds is. So, I would never say never, but I know that the Pirates want to keep Brian Reynolds around and make him a part of their future.
While we're on the subject of trading or not trading guys, what about David Bednar? You think they're listening on him?
See, I think Bednar is a little different case, because even in their bad years, the Pirates have found closers. And that's not to say that Bednar is not better than any of those guys, but closers are easier to find than all-star center fielders, in my opinion. And at where the Pirates are right now, a team could lose a closer here in the next few weeks and think that they are that piece away from winning a World Series and might be willing to give up something pretty good for a guy that's pitched as well as David Bednar. So I think that's more of a possibility than Brian Reynolds.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. Our guy, our sports director, Jeff Hathorne, he's out there. He's everywhere covering everything. 3 years from right now, let's say opening day 2025. Who's the opening day starter and who's the second day starter?
I think in 2025, I think the opening day starter is yet to be determined. And meaning that it'll be somebody from outside the organization. I think the number two starter will be Quinn Priester.
Gotcha.
Jeff, we're 4 weeks away from report day at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. We had an interesting discussion with Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL insider, good friend of the show, a couple days ago, where he said he just doesn't see it. He doesn't see Najee Harris as one of the elite running backs in this league. What do we need to see from Najee? Not so much once training camp starts, but what do we need to see from him this season to tell us that he's starting to cement the first-round value the Steelers spent on him?
If he got in shape, I mean, he's fat. I mean, that's why that all the issue. I mean, the guy, he's obviously fat.
Right.
I don't know what else you need to see, and I respect Ross. I think, you know, obviously he played the game, and he has great opinions about the game. I think he's missing on this one. I think he's not taking into consideration the offensive line, the offensive scheme last year, and what, you know, for him to rush for 1,200 yards, given the circumstances that was presented to him, I don't see what stops Najee Harris. I mean, he's athletic. He's got a burst. He's durable. He can catch passes out of the backfield. I don't get it. I don't get that take. I think Najee Harris is going to be a top five running back if he isn't already in the NFL.
Jeff, I'm going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this a little bit later on in the program, but people are very critical of Terrell Edmonds. They are critical of Devin Bush for good reason. What about Alex Highsmith? I kind of think he's just a guy. Do you think he can be more than that?
In his college career, it was a slow progression to explode in his final season. I think we're seeing progression from Alex Highsmith. I don't know if you pick a guy where you picked him and expect him to be a double-digit sack guy. I think where he can improve is to be a little better against the rush, and hopefully that's just reps and getting a little bit more size. But I guess my expectations aren't huge. I mean, I just want a guy that's good on the other side. I think it's unrealistic to have two guys that can produce even near a TJ Watt level, which is why they couldn't afford to keep Bud Dupree. I think Highsmith has been decent, and you know, I think it's tough for him because the easy comparison is the guy on the other side of the football, which is just an unfair comparison. I do think he can get better against the rush, and that's something that he's working on. But there has been some improvement. I think he's been all right.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. All right, expound on this a little bit and answer this truthfully. Talk show fodder in the offseason when everybody's looking for something to talk about or real story that deserves to be talked about. Who's calling the defensive signals for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Where does that fall? Is it a real story we need to be talking about, or is it one of those, well, it's the middle of June, and hell, we got to find something to make controversy out of?
Well, it is, you know, we are at that point in the season. I don't think it's a controversial thing. I don't know if it was a controversial thing last year when, you know, Keith Butler came clean and said, you know, yeah, that Mike Tomlin's calling a lot of the plays. I think it's, does the defense work is the number one thing. That's what fans care about. That's probably what the players care
so
most.
So it's just
about
identifying a fall guy before it goes bad.
Absolutely might be it. You know, it's not going to be Brian Flores. It's either going to be Mike Tomlin or Terrell Austin that takes the heat. I do believe that there is a pecking order and that Austin is the defensive coordinator and he's going to be the guy putting together the schemes. Is Brian Flores going to have a voice in that? Absolutely. Is Mike Tomlin going to have the final say in all of that? Absolutely. But I do think day to day that they're going to give Terrell Austin the opportunity to call plays, but I think it's going to be a fluid process. And they'll see how that plays out. And there's going to be times during a game where Flores is going to say, hey, why don't we do this? And they'll do that. And there'll be times in the game, multiple times in the game, where Mike Tomlin's going to overrule or say, hey, it's third down and whatever, we're going to run this defense. Or, hey, let's put this package in right now. Because he's the head coach and he has the prerogative, and that's his specialty, is on defense. I don't think it's that big of a deal as long as they're all on the same page. You know, who gets credit or blame, I think, is more for us than it is internal.
Over the next 4 weeks, Jeff, leading up to that report date at St. Vincent, do we get closer or farther away from a possible Deontay Johnson contract extension?
It's interesting because, you know, when the Minka contract happened, it was the first opportunity for Omar Khan. And you wondered, was it going to get to the point of TJ Watt where it was, you know, 3 days before the season and, you know, is Minka then signing that contract? And they got that done pretty early. I'm still feeling out Omar Khan to see how this is going to play, but I do think there'll be some discussions, but I doubt there'll be a contract because, as Deontay told us, he's watching what the other receivers are getting. And if he thinks he's going to get the top of the top, I don't think that's going to happen here.
Have we seen in this time with the Steelers not being on the field Kenny Pickett jump Mason Rudolph? Was it all just for show is what I'm asking before, that Rudolph was the two, Jeff, and it just takes until training camp for then Kenny Pickett to get pushed up the depth chart?
I believe absolutely that depth chart was created, you know, it could have been created the day after the draft, because Mike Tomlin was not going to have a rookie at quarterback come in and be a two when you had two veterans in there. It'd be a different situation if Ben was gone and everybody was young. But because they brought in Trubisky, signed him as a free agent, the guy has experience in the league, Mason Rudolph is your incumbent, if you will. There are some positions like offensive line where I buy more into what we're seeing at OTAs and minicamp, but I think absolutely that's the Tomlin line of no rookie's going to come in here at that position and jump these guys. And I think once training camp starts, I think that's all out the window, and it's going to be about performance.
Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Last question for you before we let you go, Jeff. Who, in terms of attempts, is second? Who has the second most carries this year for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
It might be Deontay Johnson.
Good call.
I would think, as it sits right now, it's Benny Snell, because Snell finds the roster because of the way he played on special teams.
Right.
And I think the other guys are just question marks behind him right now, including Anthony McFarland, who's trying to prove that a final full offseason healthy has done him right. But, man, I think that's a position where you could be looking at the end of training camp of scouring to see what teams – release running backs. I just think that's a fluid situation.
Jeff?
By the way, I have a question for you guys.
Sure.
I heard you mentioning about what pirates you would want to fight. Now, there's got to be one of you that said O'Neal Cruz, right?
No.
I don't want him on the fight team because he's too valuable. I don't want him out there swinging. He's busting his hand.
Oh, if there was a bench clear brawl, I don't want to fight anybody. You mean if there was a fight that happened? Okay,
the guys would come off the other bench, and O'Neal Cruz would stand up and stare at them, and they'd all stop and turn around. Wouldn't you? I mean, if O'Neal Cruz is looking at you like that and about to throw, like, I'm going the other way.
He seems to be a pretty menacing figure, yeah.
We would get the stat cast on how far he throws the sunflower seeds. Yes. How hard he does.
CompuBox on O'Neal Cruz.
How hard his glare was. All right, what's on the website before we let you go, Jeff? Before let everybody know, check it out, 937thefan.com.
Yeah, more on the Buccos. Obviously, there's going to be some roster turnover. What Ben Cherington is saying about strikeouts with this Pirates team right now, and is there a cautionary tale about a former Pirates first-round pick that used to strike out, and they didn't want that anymore, and they ruined the guys? So, wow, what Cherington is saying, and I'm going to go up to Altoona tomorrow and talk to Henry Davis and a couple of other guys. We'll have that on the website in the next couple of days.
Wonderful. Jeff Hathorn. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
All right. You know what? If Jeff gets a nice 2 or 3 minutes, Adam, with Henry Davis, that could be something we could play on our show. I'm intrigued by that. Yeah. Henry Davis, a very, very high-end prospect, and I do like that. We'll see what that's another guy. You know, I don't want to say people forget about that, but that's what's so important about the cultivation of starting pitchers. They all have to, even if you acquire somebody via trade, but I don't think that they will unless you trade somebody high end. It all has to match up timeline-wise.
Yeah, the timeline now seems a bit off to me because the position players are coming along and are closer and closer, and there's not enough arms. And the arms, to be quite honest, we know from experience, are going to take longer to develop.
And they're not going to go buy any. No, like, they're not going to go get – nobody's going to say, well, it's the Yankees, the Rangers, and the Phillies, and the Pirates, and in free agency, I'm going to elect the Pirates.
Right.
They've got to home grow some of them, or you get them by trading a big piece. That's
maybe
it.
Maybe that's still the avenue.
Maybe it's David Bednar.
Or Reynolds.
Reynolds.
Yep. Or both.
So they could have, you know, you could have a pretty good string of 6-7 position players, and I hate to keep beating this drum. It's not necessarily just about starting pitching. It's about having them fall in lockstep with when your position players are scheduled to be good.
Things have to come of age together, much like Cole came of age at just the right time. Cole Morton, and were supplemented then from the outside
Correct.
As well.
You have to, and Locke was good for that one year.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
You know, so it has to happen that way.
Jeff Locke was a freaking all-star. I still can't believe that.
Well, people say
he was great.
I know. He
you
was
never trade
real.
A center fielder. You never trade that center. Okay, McLeod seemed to work out.
Yeah.
That Morton trade. Morton seemed to work out. Locke seemed to work out for that year. I mean, I don't know. I don't just say no if people come calling for Brian Reynolds. And it has nothing to do with Sawinski all that much. The value in what you could get for him potentially with a pitcher might be really big. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Coming up next, one man who, man, did he hit you. He'll tell you exactly why he retired from football. That's coming up next. Lev Bell wants to box, rooting for, rooting against before the hour's out. And Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus, coming up at 8 o'clock. Big day for Deshaun Watson, and we talk about that with him. But listen, you got to feel better. For sure, you got to feel better. QC Kinetics is there for you, and they want you to feel better. Don't go through another summer with that awful joint pain. We just played golf the other day. You want to go out and play golf with your buddies. You don't want to go through that pain. Maybe you want to go to the beach with your family and be able to run on the beach, jump in the water, do all that kind of stuff. And you've been held back in recent past because, well, it just hurts. Well, that pain in your back, your knees, your shoulder, get rid of it. It can be treated with the latest in precision medicine using natural biologics from QC Kinetics. They are the nation's leader in regenerative medicine, giving you access right here in Western Pennsylvania to this modern-day joint pain solution. It is great. No drugs, no steroids, no downtime, no surgery. You've heard Emmett Smith just raving about QC Kinetics. You've seen other high-profile people talking about it. For sure. Regenerative medicine, QC Kinetics can help you get your life back and do that right now. Take action now. 724-201-4230. 724-201-4230.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sure is. Breakfast Bites, sponsored by American Natural Eatery. Vince Williams, he talked to another former Steeler. So Vince Williams and Arthur Motes got together on Motes' podcast, and Vince Williams told everybody why he retired, or at least explained a little bit. Here's Vince and Motes.
I fell into a deep depression, bro.
Yeah.
Mostly because I honestly felt that I was still the most talented and productive linebacker, middle linebacker on the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm pretty sure every guy feels that way. You know what I mean? So yeah. I don't think I'm unique in that capacity at all. I just felt that I was still the most productive and most talented linebacker that we had on the team. And just felt I had a sense of uselessness. Mm. Like, I'm like, man, I'm not useful no more. Like, my entire life I've been a football player. I've had a role for me, yeah. But now there's no role for me. So I was kind of lost. You know, you go through like a little ego death.
Mm-hmm.
You have a slight insecurity in there. It's like, man, now what am I going to do? Like, am I a rotational guy? Mm-hmm. I try to get on special teams. Then he's like, bro, what are you going to do on special? We can't have you out there. You're too valuable to be a special team player. But you're not valuable enough to play. You're not valuable enough to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So I was stuck in this limbo role. It just was like, man, what do I do? I don't see my value here.
Yeah.
So when you start feeling like that, you can't produce. It's harder to wake up in the morning when you don't have any sense of direction. You don't know what to do. You've been doing something your whole life.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I need to take this time.
Well, that's very candid, open, and honest by Vince Williams. It's very appreciated to hear people speak like that. Did they not string him out enough in terms of giving him more of a chance and plugging Devin Bush into a starting role way too quick?
I don't know I'd like to know more about what was behind Vince's decision that he did not want to continue down that road. It's very enlightening, you know, his thoughts on what happened as soon as he did decide to hang it up. Because I do think he still could have been, much like he said there, I still think he could have been very useful to them.
Well, they wanted him to be useful at a lower rate. That's for sure. Obviously his contributions diminished and so did his paycheck, Adam.
Yeah, and you bring in Joe Schobert,
right.
And he's talking about depression, so I don't want to be flippant about any of this, but I don't know what you expect. You are a good player. You had been a good player in this league, Vince Williams, but you need somebody that's going to run with the guy over the cross in the middle of the field. And Vince Williams ain't that guy. Now, they could have used his rush defense.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great blitzer. There's no doubt about that. Could you not have been a package-type player? And then if Joe Schobert doesn't work out, you can still fight your way?
But he thought he was better than Joe Schobert.
Sure.
And Joe Schobert came in and toppled him on the depth chart right away, albeit kind of on the other side, but still in the middle. And I think that maybe what I read into that, too, is that they schematically changed some things to work with Joe Schobert more than Vince Williams.
I just think in an ideal world, Joe Schobert fits the modern game,
yes,
more than Vince Williams. Now, he wasn't very good.
There's no more thumpers. There's no more Vince Williams in the NFL.
Yeah, it's hard to play the game that way. It just is. Now, I think the rush defense struggled last year in part because Vince Williams wasn't there. I mean, he's good at that. He's good, like I mentioned, at blitzing, but I don't know if you're looking at your defense and thinking, okay, or if you're looking at it, let's do it this way, from an offensive standpoint, looking at the Steelers' defense, you want them to get into run defensive situations so you can then exploit Vince Williams,
but
I think.
But there's still a use for guys like that.
Sure.
You know, I think we're headed towards a path of specialization at inside linebacker where we're going to have our guys who can run and cover, we're going to have our guys who can step up and fill gaps in the run game, and it doesn't feel like there's much crossover, I guess, is my point.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever see many Vince Williamses again, at least the guys that play like that. That thumper inside backer that just comes up and fills a gap and smashes people, they seem to be phasing out of the National Football League. What are two goofs doing about a month from today? I have no idea. We'll try to get to the bottom of that. Brad Spielberger joins at 8 o'clock, rooting for, rooting against this hour as well. But first, let me tell you about Schultz Ford, because they're great. Your Ford Your Way, absolutely spectacular. Your Ford Your Way. Custom order Your Ford Your Way. Receive $1,000 in order incentives. $500 from Ford and extra $500 from Schultz Ford. You can order in person at one of the three great Schultz locations. They all won President's Awards. Schultz Ford Wexford, Schultz Ford Harmer, Schultz Ford South in West Mifflin. How about a pre-owned certified Ford F-150. They've got 90 of them. They're ready to sell you. Shop online, too, SchultzFord.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
.93.7 The Fan. Want to visit your youth baseball and softball teams in action? We'll come out, check out a game. Email us, usports@937thefan.com. Register your teams. We'll be out there. Check out all the information. It's on our website. Again, 937thefan.com. What are these two goofs doing? Do they need money this bad? Is that where it is? Lev Bell and Adrian Peterson. So they're fighting Crypto Arena or wherever, July 30th, I believe it is. I don't want to give it the web hits, even though I don't know what that even means, but I didn't feel like clicking through and reading the stories. All I know is these two goofs are going to box. Le'Veon Bell and Adrian Peterson.
I think that's about the extent of the information made available at this point.
On July 30th, out west. Some will say, are they this broke? Okay, maybe they are, maybe they aren't. I'm trying to understand, though, just when I see that information that they're fighting, what reason? Why? What would be the impetus behind this?
You need the money? I don't know.
And that's
the only thing that makes sense.
I can't think of any other reason why other than, I mean, you could just want more money, and it's not like either one of these guys are playing football right now, but I imagine Le'Veon Bell, and this might not be fair, but I imagine he doesn't spend his money wisely because he took bad advice whenever he left and then wound up with the New York Jets, and now his career could very well be over. It looks like it is over. I don't think he spends his money wisely. This is probably just a money grab for him.
Now, the celebrity boxing matches, they have a long and just wondrous history, okay? There have been a bunch, and we've gone over some of them. Everything from Danny Bonaduce against Donny Osmond on Jan 17, 1994. Which was kind of one of the first ones. Muhammad Ali took part in a couple of these. They were just Lyle Alzado kind of dancing around with him. But there have been some real highlights. Todd Bridges and Vanilla Ice.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big one. A big one. If you could run back some of these other ones, though, Manute Bol and Fridge. And Manute, it lists here the winner in 2002 was Manute Bol. How did Manute Bol beat William Refrigerator Perry at a celebrity boxing match. I have no idea. Joey Buttafuoco took part in a couple of these. He fought the late China, the wrestler.
R.I.P. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Joey Buttafuoco beat her. That's bad. Danny Bonaducci also allegedly fought Jose Canseco to a draw at one point. This is just taking advantage of somebody downtrodden. Rodney King fought some guy named Simon Ayoud at one point in time in 2009.
Mitt Romney versus Evander Holyfield.
No way.
That didn't actually happen,
May 15th, 2015. I'm watching a video of it right now. Mitt Romney there with Holyfield.
That's listed as an exhibition, though. Wasn't a real fight. There's so many of these that are listed. Canseco's been in like seven of these.
Yeah. Wow.
Logan Paul. See, I thought that there was, I don't want to say a sense of legitimacy, but they started to take on real boxing matches when the Paul brothers got involved in these. But then that sort of waned a little when people were like, people are taking dives in these. Will there ever be a celebrity boxing match? I made this claim not long ago. You get hyped up and you think, okay, this is the real one. This is good. You've never walked away from one of these celebrity boxing matches and gone, that was good.
Yeah, I got to have another one of those.
That was good. Every single time you're let down, aren't you?
Yes.
Has there ever been one where you've gone, you know, I wasn't duped. This was great.
And they're not even famous people doing these things anymore. Like, they're just not. They're borderline B-list, C-list famous.
No. I hope Lev Bell kind of gets destroyed, but I don't think he will. I think these guys will be not good enough boxers where they won't be able to hurt each other. They'll flail around. They'll hug a little bit.
There'll be a lot of wild punches.
Yeah, and they won't connect and all that kind of stuff.
Do you think that Adrian Peterson will be surprised that it's not a child he's fighting?
Okay.
There we go.
That son of a...
No.
Le'Veon Bell, I hope he wins this fight, and then I hope he loses every other fight that he ever has if he does more celebrity boxing matches. I'm just totally out on this Adrian Peterson cat.
That's fair.
Viasika Hema fought Jose Canseco.
Remember,
he'd
beat the hell out of the goalpost every time he scored a touchdown.
Jack Osborne took part in one of these and fought some fella named Bradley McIntosh. Who is Bradley McIntosh?
No idea.
Bradley McIntosh, also known as City Boy, is a British singer and rapper.
Oh, yeah, him.
So there's that. Well, I would hide my head if I lost a fight to Jack Osborne. Isn't that, that's Ozzy Osborne's son, right?
Yeah.
The guy with like the green hair. How do you lose a fight to Jack Osborne? Fixed. Got to be fixed.
Well, that's the thing.
Ricky Gervais fought in one of these.
That didn't. Yeah.
That happened.
He fought Grant Bovey,
whoever that is.
Couldn't they just agree on the front end? They probably do. Who cares what happens? We're just going to get the pay-per-view money, and that'll be that.
Is there that much money? How many people are actually buying this?
Here's the part, though. This is the first one I can really... there's a list of every... like, Coolio fought one time. I can look at all of these. I don't know if they've ever matched up two football players. Now that there's two football players, will that change the testosterone level and the want to win?
I don't know.
Like, will these guys take it 100% serious?
Are these guys boys, I wonder? Are they buds?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is the fix already in?
Buddies.
This one could change the game. I'm not holding out hope because, again, every single one of these that's ever happened, you walk away and you're disappointed. But could this change the game where these guys are seriously like, I want to try to hurt that other guy. I want to try to fight him. I want to prove I'm the toughest washed-up running back. Let's go.
But then Frank Gore's out there, and he'd probably kick both their asses. Like, he got in a legit boxing match couple months ago, didn't he?
All right, he did. What is the fee in which the cable company could call you and say, hey, I'm Joe whatever from the cable company. Hey, how you doing? I can't believe I picked up this call, but what do you need, Joe? Listen, the Lev Bell fight is on. It's coming on with Adrian Peterson. I'm offering you at today's low price of... boop, and you'd say, you know what? Add it to my bill, Joe. We're good. What's that fee for you?
No chance.
No. Are they paying me?
I'd pay $30.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. If it's on, and it's going to be in... out west, right? So it'll be on late enough the kids are in bed. If it's on a Saturday night, I'd pay $30.
Throw some money down on it?
Yes.
A little bet action?
If there were nothing else on and I were flipping through the channels late at night and I found and I saw this and like you could just hit the button on your remote to buy it.
Right.
The price would have to be like $10. Like, I'm not spending any more than $10 on this.
I'd pay $30 just to see kind of the pomp, the circumstance, what kind of shape these guys.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You're in the dumb stuff they say before the fight. The entourage that comes in. I'd pay $30 for all the stuff around it. Who's in Lev Bell's corner?
Does Lev walk out to one of his own songs?
All of that. All of that's worth it. Just the whole packaging.
Yeah. This is one of those things where I could definitely see. I'm not interested in it at all right now. But as the night grows on and everyone's tweeting about it, right, it becomes such an event that I would have FOMO if I didn't get it.
Does somebody get knocked out like Nate Robinson? Remember he got knocked out, never heard the end of it? All of this. Who's are any ex-Steelers at this thing?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
You think?
Harrison?
Harrison's the perfect one.
See?
The perfect call. Imagine Harrison in one of these. No,
nobody wants to fight him. No. Who wants to fight James Harrison?
That's a good point.
The boxers don't even want to fight James Harrison. Yeah, nobody's going to fight James Harrison. Rooting for, rooting against, coming up in just a couple minutes. Cook and Joe every Wednesday, Starkey's Card of the Week. It's phenomenal. Baseball card Castle and Cranberry. Listen to the general. He tells you all about it. I love that segment. You'll love it too, so be sure to listen. And check out everything at 937thefan.com. I'm telling you, this fight, I wonder how much pay-per-view it'll generate between Lev Bell and Adrian Peterson. You know who will be there? Somebody pointed out on the text line. You know who's prime candidate to be at that fight?
Mm.
Max Starks. Max Starks is a guy that goes.
You think Ryan Switzer and Ben hop on a bird, go out there together?
Here's another one. Chucky Okobie. That's my call.
All the old offensive linemen, they love going to these things.
You know who will not be there? I can guarantee this. If this was in his living room, he'd move. DeCastro. No chance you'll see David DeCastro in that nonsense.
Probably not particularly interesting.
No.
You don't think he likes Lev? You don't think they made peace?
Remember when they looted his shoes?
Stay out of that man's money.
Bud Dupree still has some of that stuff, I'm sure.
Oh, gosh. Was that hilarious? I wonder, will there be any A-list Hollywood stars there?
No, I just don't think that Le'Veon Bell resonates that way. Even Adrian Peterson, who was a huge star in his day, I just don't think there's any cachet there.
No.
Well, wait, isn't Lizzo from Minnesota?
She sings a song where she goes, Minnesota Viking.
Well, she must be then.
Wait, is she?
I have no
idea. Where is she from? I'm on it. Is she from Minnesota?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
Is she from Detroit? Is she from
born in Detroit?
Minneapolis.
I thought
later
she was from Minneapolis.
Later moved to Houston, where she began performing before moving to Minneapolis.
Yeah, she'll be there to back AP.
Yeah,
she's gonna be there. Enough of this nonsense. Rooting for, as if rooting for, rooting against, is it nonsense? Rooting for, rooting against. Let's go. Lizzo will be there. Lizzo is gonna be at this fight. She might be on tour though. You love Lizzo, don't you, Adam?
Her songs, they bump. Is that what the kids say?
Sure, go with that.
Yes. What are you rooting for, Adam, besides Lizzo?
I'm rooting for Daniel Sedin, the hockey player making the Hockey Hall of Fame, and really doing so on his brother Henrik's coattails. Henrik and Daniel have basically the same exact statistics, but Henrik, he got an MVP award. He won the Hart Trophy one year. If he doesn't do that, is he in the Hall of Fame? I'm not so sure. If he doesn't get in the Hall of Fame, his brother's not in the Hall of Fame. So I'm rooting for Daniel Sedin because this guy, he hung onto his brother's coattails all the way to the HHOF.
I'll be honest. I'm a huge hockey fan. I still can't tell the two apart.
Me neither.
No idea. No idea at all. I'm rooting for, just ask me once, okay? I went to the doctor yesterday, routine checkup. It's time for the yearly physical. Before the appointment, you fill out a little thing, the comments online. Hey, just a routine physical. Any ailments? No, I'm good. And then they call you a couple days ahead of time. Hey, can you just answer some questions? Sure. Okay. Your height, weight. Okay. Yeah, it's around here. Then you get there. They measure your height and weight.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Want to double check my work. I get it. Then I go back in the room. The same nurse who measured my height and weight asks me, how tall are you? Are you just checking to make sure I'm paying attention? What are we doing here? This is three or four times now you've tried to get to the bottom of why I'm sitting in front of you and what exactly I'm made of. So just ask me once, please. Just once. That's what I'm rooting for.
I am rooting for a guy. You've never heard of him, more than likely. His name's Wes Johnson, and I hope he goes and gets his, and he is getting his. Listen to this move he's pulling. So he's the Minnesota Twins pitching coach, Wes Johnson is. And he's a pretty good pitching coach. And also the Minnesota Twins, well, they're pretty good. The Twins announced Johnson's departure yesterday, and they said it'll become effective at their end of the five-game series that they're playing with the Cleveland Guardians. It'll run until Thursday. Why is Wes Johnson leaving the Twins? He's an effective pitching coach. They're pitching pretty well. He is well-respected by everybody. He's returning to college baseball. He used to be the pitching coach at Mississippi State and at Arkansas. He's 50 years old. He was the first guy that people could remember in a long time that jumped straight from college baseball to Major League Baseball. He wasn't in the minor leagues. They hired him right to the Minnesota Twins. Well, LSU just got a new coach. They said, how would you like to come back from the Minnesota Twins to LSU? And Wes Johnson went, I'm in the major leagues. What do you mean? How much are you making? He said, about $350,000 as the pitching coach with the Twins. About $350,000. They said, oh, we're LSU. We're going to pay you $750,000. He said, I'll be there Friday. So that being said, he's back to college baseball, totally in the middle of a baseball season, jumping ship on Major League Baseball, NIL, all of it, money in athletic departments, whatever. Let's go. Wes Johnson, go get yours. Unbelievable move. Good on him.
It's like a quarter of the games, too.
I know.
What a move.
What a move. Back to going to college baseball and going to be the pitching coach at LSU. What are we rooting against?
I'm rooting against Kyrie Irving. He opts into his deal for about $38, $39 million, and it's because nobody would trade for him. The Lakers were kicking the tires on this guy, but he's a total mental case. He's a hell of a basketball player, but he's also a flat earther. He's an anti-vaxxer, not to go political. And I'm just rooting against this guy because he's not going to play all the games.
He's missed more games as a member of the Nets than he's played.
That's right.
That's insane. I'm rooting against any more pictures Pony feels like oversharing about things that came out of his body. He tweeted out a photo yesterday of some, it's supposed to be a clump of earwax, I guess, that they removed from his ear. I don't need it. I don't. Talk about it on the radio, and I can visualize what the clump of earwax looked like, maybe. And it won't be nearly as disgusting as the photo that was tweeted out yesterday. Pony, please stop oversharing.
I am rooting against, because there is no true answer. It's one of these things that'll go round and round and round. And frankly, I don't know what the purpose is. I'm officially tired. I never really was interested all that much in the whole, is Pittsburgh a Midwest or a Northeast town type stuff. It has become all the rage, it seems like, on social media. People trying to delineate and figure out if Pittsburgh is a Midwest or a Northeast town. I seem to think, and again, I'm not very interested in this, but it pulls characteristics from both places. And it's essentially a revitalized, or at least on the way to being fully revitalized, Rust Belt town. It's kind of what it is. But that being said, it's just uniquely, well, and I don't want to sound C-back on you, but it's just uniquely Pittsburgh. That's what it is. It's not Midwest. It's not Northeast. It sort of marries the two, oddly enough, right in the middle of the Midwest and Northeast.
Why are we always going to do this?
Always.
Why is it always as a hot dog, a mother bleeping sandwich? As if we never had the debate before? Where have we learned anything new in this debate about Pittsburgh? Where we sit? You're 100% right. We're not the Midwest. We're not the East. We're somewhere in between. Why? Is it even an interesting debate? Is someone going to bring something new to the table? I'm fired up.
Right, right. That's why I just rely on CBAC and say we're just Pittsburgh. Things that aren't there anymore. These debates. Anyway, so that's that. I'm tired of that. I'm rooting against anybody continuing to have that. So that's that. Hit the thing. Good stuff, Adam. I'm glad you were so jammed up about it. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus. He joins us top of the hour. Shelby has another great story. Shelby Cassesi does at the end of the 8 o'clock hour. And she's also been invited to play golf with Adam, which I don't know if she's going to take you up on that offer. But we'll find out in the 8 o'clock hour. Fan weather right now brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Now's the time. Get a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You'll find it at Sun Chevy. Today, sunny, high of 79. Tomorrow, a little bit warmer. High of about 84.
That's the weather.
Sure is the weather, and it's Tuesday. You know what that means. Go yard all June long. $5 Dinger Tuesday. FanDuel Sportsbook partnership with Valley Forge. This season, all customers, $5 for every home run hit by both teams when you place a $25 hit that home run wager on Tuesday baseball games.
FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 93.7, the fan, hooking you up for the entire month of June. It, for example, last night, had you bet on, I don't know, O'Neill Cruz to hit a dinger, well, you would have won that bet. And guess what? You would have won for every single home run hit in the game. Now, last night, not a high-scoring affair, so maybe you look for a team that hits a lot more dingers.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.